activate your minutes on your account, your 200 minutes.
Okay.
On your account, and I'm so sorry for the inconvenience of having you on hold so long. You have the access number.
The access number for the long distance?
Uh-huh.
They gave me a different one. I've been using both.
Okay. Oh, okay.
What am I supposed to use now?
Either one. Either one will work.
Okay. And then I have another...
Better.
I have another issue also.
Okay.
Okay. I have received calls from people asking... This has been going on for a while. Asking for other people on my number. And the calls are like recent. Like they've come in contact with these people recently. One was a Brittany Reed. I keep getting a call for her from somebody named Don DiGiacomo, and the number that he calls from, do I have it in front of me right now? Let's see.
Well, it's nothing that we can do about that because we don't have private numbers.
No, but what I'm saying, they're saying that their number is my number. You know, he's calling looking.
You're having a cross line.
More than that. Not just that one person. One of them's Brittany Reed. The person that keeps calling for her is Don DiGiacomo. His number is 866-316-2714. The other person...
Wait a minute. Let me get this to your account.
It's been going on for a while.
Let me get these numbers from you.
He's been calling for a while, and his name is Don, or either John DiGiacomo is the last name, DiGiacomo. And again, the number is...
Number again?
866-316-2714, and he's calling me asking for Brittany Reed.
And what's the other number that you're cross with?
The other number, it's more than one other number. Another number is Janet Heyman.
What's the number?
They're my numbers, what I'm telling you. They're saying the numbers that people are giving them is my number. 774-4305. That's what I'm telling you. The guy that calls named Don DiGiacomo, he's calling for some collection agency, NCO, and he's asking for Brittany Reed, and he's saying that for her to call him. Well, when I called the number, they gave me an 800 number. It said that number was no longer working. Call 1-800-709-8676. So I called that number. When I called that number, I got somebody named Horseshoe. Wait a minute. His name was, what was his name? I've forgotten what his name was, but at any rate, he's called the call, the 800. When I asked him where they were located, he said Horsham, Pennsylvania, on Prudential Road, 507 Prudential Road. And he's calling me for this Brittany Reed person. He said Don DiGiacomo no longer worked there, or he couldn't be located, or some bullcrap like that. So he said Brittany Reed gave him this number, 774-4305. Then I had a lady call me today. She's a member of Galilee Baptist Church right here in Louisville, Kentucky. Her name was Dorothy Johnson. Her telephone number is 448-3566. She's calling looking for Janet Heyman. Janet Heyman gave the number of 774-4305. And she says she just saw this lady in church and that she was baking her a cake or something. She was trying to get in touch with her, and it's in their church.
I went ahead and put in a repair request for you having a cross line.
It's not a cross line. I'm telling you, these people are giving my number. They're giving my number. Brittany Reed gave my number. Janet Heyman gave my number. There's another person named Craig Goodman gave my number for a chiropractic service. They said, it's Craig Goodman there? He gave this number. So we've got three people giving out my number. Craig Goodman gave it to Preston Chiropractic. Brittany Reed gave it to NCO.
Okay, ma'am. The only way that we can avoid that,
mm-hmm.
if you get a new number.
I'm not going to do that because I think I'm on the breach of a breakthrough here. I've been going through this for 5 years with every telephone company I've had. So although it's very inconvenient.
What's happening? I don't know what's going on with that.
Honey, I've changed number after number after number over the years. I changed my number I don't know how many times and changed companies I don't know how many times. So getting a new number is not going to be the answer for me because then it's just going to start all over again. So I think we're getting to a breakthrough on this number. That's what I think is going on. Because the calls are coming in from everywhere asking for different people using my number.
I'm not understanding how that's happening.
Well, I am. As I told you before, it's my local police is involved in it, my local FBI, and my U.S. Attorney General has done nothing to assist me. Like I told you, I found something in my bank account that said problem with Kentucky government, see federal government papers and file before releasing information to anyone. Plus, I tried to get information from, assistance from my U.S. Attorney General, and he sent me a letter saying I'm harassing his office. So I think I'm on the breach of a breakthrough, and some false claims have been made regarding me among some other women, so I do not want my number changed. But I do want this noted that I have received two calls today, okay? And then, you know, there's another one as well. This Janet Heyman person, when I went to Circuit City and they put my number in, this was like maybe 8 months ago, if not longer, they pulled her up, Janet Heyman. Then this lady calls me today and says she saw her in church at Galilee Baptist, and I'm going there today. Because that's right here in Louisville, Kentucky, 3918 West Broadway, I think is where she told me it was, and said that Janet Heyman, they got this number from the church directory. And she's told her to bake her a cake. Now, I don't know if she's lying or not, but I got her number and stuff, too. Her name is Dorothy Johnson. And she said she had a cell phone at 448-3566. And she called her looking for Janet Heyman, saying she baked her a cake, and she goes to Galilee Baptist. Then I had somebody call from Preston Chiropractic talking about this Craig Goodman. They saw them at St. Stephen's. That's my church. Said that we saw him at St. Stephen's on Saturday.
They're playing games with you then, ma'am. They're just playing games with
you. They're different people, though, is what I'm telling you.
I know, but they're just playing games with you, ma'am.
Well, whether playing games or not, you know, they gave me numbers, and they gave me company names. And they gave me church names, so I'm going to their pastors.
Right, just go to them.
And I'm going to my pastor, because St. Stephen's was one of them, and Galilee was the other one.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I do want, are you all taking a report regarding this, or what are y'all going to do? It's the telephone number you gave me.
If you need a record of the calls, you have to send in a police report before we can just issue out those numbers.
Have to send a police report. Well, you told me that before, and I told you police was involved in it. I just left the place where you filed the complaints against them.
We have to see proof of a police report.
You have to see proof of a police report.
Right. We just can't take your word on it.
Well, I've got the tapes. You can't take the tapes?
We need proof of a police report, Ms. Marshall.
So what are y'all going to do regarding what I'm telling you? Nothing?
That's nothing we can do about that. If you're requesting for a police, if you're wanting a police report, we can have that sent to you. But, I mean, we just can't pull your record for each and every call.
You can have a police report sent to me?
No, you would have to have send a police report to us.
And then have the record pulled from there.
Right. Now,
see, what I'm telling you, sweetheart, changing the number, I think I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. Because, you know, the administration's changing next month. So I think I'm on the verge of a breakthrough because the calls are coming in like crazy right now from everybody, you know, asking for different people. Mm-hmm. And then as I stated, my birth certificate, it's a bogus birth certificate. I sent off a birth certificate, and they sent it back to me in 3 days from the Bureau of Vital Statistics, and it's a fraudulent birth certificate. Mm-hmm. So I'm running that to the FBI today, but some of them are involved in it, but I'm playing the game, you know what I'm saying, running it to them and see what they're going to do. But because they told me to do that. But some of them are involved in it, I know for a fact. But so anyway, I just wanted to report that to you. You said regarding my long-distance charges, my long-distance service, I will get that added on today.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your name? I'm sorry.
Tammy.
Excuse me?
Tammy.
Tammy. Okay. So what will you do with the information I gave you? Just add it on to my file or something? Pardon me?
Uh-huh. Yes, we will.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tammy. But no, I don't want my number changed because, like I said, okay. I'm on the verge of a breakthrough, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, babe.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You. Call it global.
Okay.